The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, as I mentioned before, when you were going into your walking meditation, this relationship with the external, with this relationship with the internal and the external within us, as we develop steadiness in the practice and continuity of practice, you know, we practice mindfulness of the body and mindfulness of emotions and mindfulness of feeling tone and thinking. And at some point it may be evident that as we are embodied, it may not mean that we are a closed container. That there's interaction. There's interaction as we breathe in and as we breathe out. There's interaction in terms of how it is that we connect with our surroundings. And that is very important because it may be a source of resourcing for ourselves. You know, connecting, touching base throughout the day, okay, where I'm at. And you may see this, you know, in your daily life practice. We have here, you dedicated some time here for formal practice. But the practice does not stop here. It continues. The form changes. But your aspiration doesn't stop. I'm sure it may come up again, you know, even when you leave this room, it's like, oh, I'm just curious about this practice, or I want to continue, but I have to work, or I have to take care of my kids, or, well, life continues. Your practice is your life. And that is not just, you know, something to say to give you comfort, or, but to really check it out. Being aware in different moments of your life. And so a way in which you can make the connection of, you know, being here and the fruits that you cultivated this morning and what continues after this. You know, you can also use other ways to bring you back to the practice. Many of the teachings, some of the teachings that the Buddha gave, a lot of images, or, you know, stories that the Buddha offered. And one image that came up as we were ending this period of stillness, I was like, oh, there are many trees here. It's like, not those trees. Those trees too. But within you, you know, imagine like you're sitting and like there's like a, through your spine, there's like that, standing, that taking your place of a tree, and just runs through you with your canopy and, you know, all these different branches and leaves, you know, falling or starting to blossom or, but have that sense within you of grounding, of centeredness, of presence in any posture that may run through you, through your mind and heart, and through your embodiment of this moment, of being here in this moment. And a point of reference to remember that sense of I am here. Yeah, I am here. It could be, you know, the practice, it could be a refuge within you that you carry with you. For some of you that have been in the practice for a while, it could be just remembering how it is that we take refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, but not as an idea, just really like a sense, like in your core. And that, you know, we have different interpretations of what refuge is for us and what Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha is for us. But mainly that capacity, you know, as when we say the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, we say that inner capacity that you have to cultivate freedom, ease, that sense of knowing, oh, I can learn something from these teachings. Yeah, yeah. It moved us. Something brought you here today. It moves you into actions, into wholesome actions. And community, Sangha. It's hard to do this practice alone sometimes. I'm so glad you're here because we support each other. We really support each other. So there's that, and with that comes the, you know, how it is that we find externally that interaction coming and going, coming and going. With ways in which we resource ourselves. They're reference points. Another way of relating to this is when we remember what is most important to us. What is most important to us? What is that there's a sensitivity within our hearts and minds that there may be different things happening in your life or different interactions, and you're like, oh yes, this is really important. Yeah. You just don't need words. You just know. It's like you recognize it. And it could be, you know, all different kinds of experiences. You also have your set of, you know, different traditions or other things that bring you ease and peace and refuge and solace and guidance. So include everything. Include everything in the inquiry of what kind of movements I need. You know, something is calling for a change, or something is happening that life, it continues to change. It changes all the time. We just don't notice. But, you know, we have these big events in our lives that remind us. And so you may see that intuitively you may move into, well, I don't know why I'm going to go there this morning, but I may practice this morning. Let me just show up. And there's then something else happening. You know, there's an effort that is being cultivated. a dedication that is being cultivated, that is being explored. And there may be an understanding of what commitment is for you. Commitment and effort will come together. There may be something, let me just show up. Okay, yeah. And sometimes we just may not see that we are committed to something. But the practice shows, guide us. Your heart will guide you too. Just listening to that sensitivity of the heart, because that sense of presence goes through your heart too, will guide you into showing up to your life. And so for that, remember, we practice being aware internally and externally. And maybe not in a separate sense. We can see things externally, we can see within us internally what is going on. And then realize, yes, we have choice. No matter what is happening, even the biggest thing. But there's also that integration, that flow of coming and going, coming and going. What is when there's a lot going on internally? Remember the external. Oh, there's a big sky there. What a big sky. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of space around me. There's a lot of space here. Oh, yeah. And I'm still here. Here, I'm touching, and my feet are touching the ground. Embodied, connected to your heart. So, thank you very, very much for this morning. It's lovely to be here with you and practice together. Thank you.